Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
A little bit of a rebound overnight. It was a rough start to the week, mostly lower here. Soybeans had tried to move a little firmer throughout parts of the opening session this week, but ultimately tugged lower at the close by weaker corn and wheat futures. That was a continuation of selling from that short session on Friday. Really, this week, we're thinking a lot about market mechanics because of the approaching first notice day for December grain futures. That's when these December corn and December wheat contracts go into delivery. And we had a lot of open interest in the corn market in particular to chew through here. And we still do relative to, say, last year or a normal year. And that leaves a lot of positions left to either roll forward or just liquidate. We have some concern that there's going to be deliveries put out because of the dynamics of the low water levels on the Mississippi River and nobody really wanting to take grain here along the delivery system. And that shows up in the spreads. We've got the December-March corn spread at pretty much full carry, almost 20 cents between the two. And so it is a weaker press on this market that we have this approach to first notice day coming up. We'll wonder, though, if corn could take the page of soybeans and that when the November bean contract went into delivery, that morning of first notice day, it was down. We started off that period with a handful of deliveries, but actually on first notice day, the November beans closed higher and went on to rally about 85 cents before expiration.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn down 2 1/4 at 453 1/4. January soybeans up 5 3/4 at 1335 1/2. On the Merck, December live cattle up 62 cents at 169.40. January feeder cattle up $1.62 at 214.42. December lean hogs up 97 cents at 68.85. December pork cutout down 20 cents at 79.50. And Class 3 milk up 8 cents at 16.44. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.